Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Peter Greenberg, welcome to WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I am good, sir.
Are you at an airport right now?
I just came from an airport, as a matter of fact. I'm actually in Cleveland today.
Were you flying on one of those MAX jets?
Actually, I flew on one of them 2 days ago.
What did you think? Were you apprehensive when you were on that plane?
I was not, and I'll tell you why. Because when Boeing discovered this software problem, they never told the pilots initially, and then the Lion Air crash happened. Then they did tell the U.S. operators not only about the problem, but about a temporary fix that they could install and activate to stop the system from overriding the pilot's ability to control the plane. So the U.S. pilots of Southwest and American and United were properly briefed and trained. The real issue here was, where else did the memo not get out? Did it not get to Ethiopia or to other carriers around the world? And remember, we're only talking about a short-term fix here, but it is right now an existing problem. So the idea of the FAA now, today, just a few minutes ago, grounding all the 737 MAX 8s and 9s is not a surprise.
Peter Greenberg is talking to us about this MAX 8 and MAX 9 jets that the president has grounded. And you said that while you believe that the U.S. air carriers had the fix for the software problem, you still think, Peter, that the planes rightly should be grounded. Finish that thought.
Sure. They have a temporary fix on the software problem if pilots are properly trained into when to engage it. Because let's review what this problem was. The system that's on the plane now was designed so that if it detected that the plane was about to enter a stall, it would immediately point the nose downward, because every good pilot will tell you that's what you do in a situation like that to get your airspeed up. However, what happens if it detects it and it's not correct information, and it points the nose downward and doesn't allow the pilot to override that decision and correct it? That's what we think may have happened with Lion Air in Indonesia, and what may have happened with Ethiopian Air 2.5 days ago. So that's the problem here. They have to fix the long-term problem with a long-term solution. And people are now operating from not only an abundance of caution, but an abundance of fear, simply because they don't know the answers.
I understand that, but I like the chances of us figuring out the software solution and fixing the planes. This is a tragedy times two, but I'm encouraged that it's not pilot error, it's not sabotage, and it's not a mechanical problem. It's a software thing that I would imagine is very fixable.
Well, we still don't know the actual results yet of the investigation, but based on just the anecdotal information that we have, I would tend to agree with you. And remember, we're living in a situation right now for the last 20 years where pilots don't fly planes as much as they monitor systems. And where pilots really earn their money is when they actually fly the plane. And if you limit or obstruct the pilot's opportunity to fly the plane, that's a recipe for disaster.
Peter Greenberg, then you may agree with the president today, who tweeted, "Airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. Pilots are no longer needed, but rather computer scientists from MIT. I see it all the time. Always seeking to go one unnecessary step further when old and simpler is better. Split-second decisions are needed, and the complexity creates danger. All of this for great cost, yet very little gain. I don't know about you, but I don't want Albert Einstein to be my pilot. I want great flying professionals." What do you make of that?
Well, the president's knowledge of aviation may be accidental here. I will just make that suggestion. But I will say this. He does raise a point when we allow technology to take precedence over common sense. And we can't always engineer common sense. We have to, it's intuitive, it's experience. When we were hiring pilots in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, and the 70s, most of them came from the military, where they had tremendous experience flying under extreme conditions where they had to make those split-second decisions. Today, they're not coming from the military. What's the military doing? They're developing, drones.
Yeah.
And the people who are flying the drones are essentially very sophisticated gamers. So, the president does have a point. But there's a deeper issue here, and the deeper issue is, when you have a problem, When did Boeing know they had it, and what did they do about it, and how did they disseminate that information in a way that could be accepted, embraced, and learned? And that's going to be an investigation that's ongoing.
Are you worried about this software problem in other air carriers, other planes besides the MAX 8?
Well, there have been problems with software in other planes. You may remember, because if you want to Google it, you can see it. When Airbus first developed their first commercial passenger jet, they had a situation there where they had a software system on the plane that would actually override the pilot if it thought the pilot was making a wrong decision. And the pilot, in this particular case, was doing a test flight with all the press in France, out of Toulouse, and he lowered the plane down to show them, you know, how low the plane could go, and blah blah blah. The software system on the plane thought the pilot was landing, and it set the plane up for landing. And the pilot tried to override the system; it wouldn't listen to him, it wouldn't correct, and the plane flew right into the trees.
Well, it does make you wonder about the sort of independence that the pilots have or should have. This isn't a problem for me to fix or worry about, but I hope the industry's paying attention to that.
Well, most pilots will tell you this: when in doubt, fly the plane. But if you're not allowed to fly the plane, yeah, because you yourself are being overridden by a computer program, that doesn't give me a great good feeling.
And lastly, though, Peter, but I mean, okay, so the 7s, the 8s and 9s are on the ground now. I'm
yes,
flying to Cleveland tomorrow on another carrier. You have, I presume you're going to tell me I can be confident in the software and the mechanics of all the other planes that are flying over the U.S. right now or the world.
Yes, I would tell you that.
Well, tell it like you really mean it then. Tell me like you're going to help me here.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. In the last 10 years, we've celebrated, seriously celebrated, the safest era in commercial aviation since commercial aviation began. We only had one fatal accident, and that was Colgan Air 10 years ago, back in February of 2009. That's a remarkable record. And the only question that we have right now is not whether we can improve that, because it's so good, it's whether we can maintain it. And grounding these planes is a good step towards that direction.
What a pleasure to talk to you. This has been very helpful today, Peter. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
You got it, John.